the coming out of the rib after deep sleep is the message that a rib is to preach. Is to preach.
Kutulutsidwa kwa kubonesedwa tulo kwa munthu ndi kutulutsidwa kwa nchiti yake. Kwa nchiti kuchokera kwa mamuna. Umene urudia uthenga, umene nchiti kufunika kulalikira.
The question might be, where is the glory of the woman if?
Koma kufunso kumati sono kuzita mandira kwa mzimai kulipati.
Is in the death, the deep sleep of his of her husband is in the other.
Kumene kotu kulimu tulotati kulu timene anagona mamuna wake Adamu.
Where is the glory of the church?
Nanga kuzita mandira kwa mpingo kulikuti.
Is in Jesus Christ who died so that he should give life to the water and blood to his church.
Kulito umwa Yesu Kristu amene ana gora anafa pamtanda kuti mwanzi ni mazi zituluke mthupi lake kuti apereke moyo kwa mpingo wake.
That's why somebody sang a song that says nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Ndifaka ke wina anaimba nyimbo kunena kuti kulibe chinthu china koma mwanzi wa Yesu Kristu wokha.
But look at verse 8. Here's the mystery. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he was suffered. What did he suffer? Well, it was that punishment, that correction that was due the sinner that the Father gave him. He suffered in that place and never once despised his Father or answered back or said to the Father, what doest thou? He was in complete submission to his Father. That's what it is to trust the Lord. And that's why we fail. I hear people talking all the time about trusting the Lord, but when God brings any kind of affliction and any kind of suffering or scourge or however you want to put it, boy, we're the first to squeal. And we're the first to have thoughts of, it's why me? That's why this can't depend upon us in any way, but it describes what it is to trust in the Lord. Many reasons why people profess the Lord today or cry out to Him out of fear. They don't want to go to hell. They look for a preacher to give them some kind of assurance. So there's this fear, but that's not fear of the Lord and salvation. The true fear of the Lord is acknowledging that should He cast me into hell, He would be just in doing so. It's the reverence for the Lord in all His ways, without argument. Otherwise, it wouldn't be said here, these nations feared the Lord. He demonstrated His power and sovereignty over them, and yet left themselves, what they do? They served their graven images. And what do? They taught their children to do the same, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so did they unto us this day. I fear for children being raised today in so-called Christendom. They're being taught in the manner of their fathers. And it just grieves me to hear these so-called child evangelists. And they get their parents bringing these children to these little day clubs and other things. And one goal, by their own admission, is to get them early. You take a little child, 3 or 4 years old, and you ask them, do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior? And if you don't, He'll have to send you to hell. What child is going to say, I want to accept Him? Teach them early to have a fear, but it's not the fear of God. It's not knowing God in truth. Better to teach the child as the Word declares, without man's persuasion or manipulation, to try to get them into some profession. But I'll tell you, children are being raised this way as their former manner, and they're just fodder for condemnation, because it's not the true fear of the Lord. The only one that truly can teach a sinner the fear of the Lord is the Lord Himself, where in His time they're brought to see their own condemnation.